Anyone might walk into an art gallery these days and wonder, what's the point of all this artwork? Well, when politics and natural disasters dominate our news cycle, or when we think about all the art that's already been made, and what happens when artists ask themselves this question? Well, there's one painter who did. Artist George Kondo named his new show, What's the Point? And it's on display now at the Spruth Makers Gallery, and Hunter Drohojoska Philp is here to tell us why. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Larry.
So what exactly is George Kondo asking in this new show?
Well, he's kind of looking back at his career to a certain extent. He's 61, and he's asking himself a question he thinks all artists should ask themselves all the time, which is, what does each blob of color, each brushstroke, each line, what does it really mean? And he's really been respected for his ability to use elements of the old masters, Renaissance painting, cubism. He's never thought of art history as chronological so much as something to go back to and look at all at once simultaneously, which it may sound like a lot of people do that now, but he was at the forefront in the early 80s.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of stuff to kind of blend. So how did he start this process?
Well, you know, he's a native of Concord, Massachusetts. He studied art and music and had a few rock bands of his own, but he wound up in the East Village of New York City in the early 80s. He was friends with Jean-Michel Basquiat and Keith Haring at a time when people were really interested in painting again after a bit of a hiatus in the contemporary scene. Significantly, though, his first solo show wasn't there. It was right here in Los Angeles at the Ulrika Cantor Gallery in 1983. And then he went back to New York, and then his big splash began.
All right, so how did he become so successful after that?
Well, interestingly enough, he went to Europe for over a decade, and he part-time also in New York, and he really was able to absorb the art history there and began making what he called sort of fake masterpieces, in that he was using these elements from the old masters but making them more contemporary, mixing them up a little bit, what we call a mashup now. And but he was at the forefront of that. And he thought that was more interesting. I mean, even though he had worked briefly for Warhol, he didn't want to go to the place of recreating pop art per se. He wanted to bring pop sensibility, pop ideas maybe, because who could avoid them, into looking at older paintings.
Right. I guess you can see where he got his sort of focus on color from. You talk about Basquiat, you talk about Warhol, and so on and so forth. So you can see how that, sure, influenced his work. It seems he's had a pretty long career. So what is different about this particular show?
Well, curiously, throughout his own career, he has actually looked to artists whose late work wasn't necessarily critically loved, say the late work of Magritte or even the late work of Picasso. And so he's always looked for the kinds of things that didn't fit in necessarily to the neat chronology of history. Now it's late in his own career, and he's able to bring a certain wisdom and perspective to that. And he's just an unbelievably talented painter. You're going to see works that combine figurative elements, abstract elements, cartoon elements. And it's tempting to think of political elements in there as well. But I really think What's the Point for Kondo is not just it's not just a nihilistic question. It's really about how to make sure that every single gesture counts in what you're doing, in his case, in the art, but maybe for all of us.
So it's not really self-reflective in that way when you say what's the point. It's really about what's gotten to him to this point, I guess.
Yes, and how when you make a painting, when an artist makes a painting or any artwork of art, each part of the creation is crucial. It can't just be slapdash. It can't just be something you think of randomly. And what's also interesting about Kondo at this point is that a lot of people do that kind of mashup art now, but they're able to do it in a digital way. I mean, all of his work evolved before the internet, if you could imagine such a thing. So he has all the talent as a painter to, or even a sculptor, to bring these ideas to the fore.
All right, sounds good. You can learn more about Kondo's new work on Hunter's blog at kcrw.com/art talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Larry.